Hello, Gary.
And we've got Big Daddy Ray on bass. Hello. And we are going to run through some songs for a while here, and then we'll interview with Mr. Scott Boatwright. Our first song we'd like to do is an old song that... who did this one?
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
But the Animals made it famous, so to speak.
Oh, very
if
cool.
If it's famous.
Me too.
Yeah, once or twice.
And,
all right, you ready?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well.
Baby. Do you understand me now? Sometimes, you know, I get a little mad. Don't you know that no lie can always be an angel? When things go wrong, you know that I seem to be around. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Be misunderstood, baby. Sometimes I'm so damn carefree with a joy that's so very hard to hide. Sometimes, you know, it seems like all I ever do is worry. Well, then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, well, I want you to know that I never meant to take it out on you. Life has its problems, Lord, and I've got my share. And that's one thing that I never meant to do, because I love you, oh. Thank you. Baby, baby, don't you know I'm human? I got thoughts, simple thoughts, I like any other one. Sometimes, you know, I find myself alone and regretting some silly thing, you know, some stupid thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Be misunderstood. Be misunderstood. Be misunderstood. Be misunderstood. Be misunderstood.
Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, originally by Nina Simone.
Yeah, she recorded it. I don't know who wrote it. It's one of them old-time songs, but anyway. That was her, she did it first, as far as I know.
Probably did.
Don't put money on it, though. Do not come to me and say, hey, you told me that. No, sorry.
Thank you.
call, and the star boss said, bless my soul, he loaded 16 tons. And what did he get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Well, St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Company store. Company store. Company store. Well, St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Company store. Company store. Company store.
Maybe 20.
Hey.
I don't know.
What about 30?
Yeah.
Hey. Well, we'd like to do one more for you ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land.
One more?
Yeah.
One more.
Well, at least one more.
Well, let's do that moon dance song.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? Since there's probably a full moon or close to it tonight.
That's what I heard. And it's October, too.
It's October.
Watch out for the howling.
Yeah.
Sure
to wear your garlic so the vampires
don't get
you.
That's right. Werewolves of London, or Dearborn in this case.
Yes, of course. My love, can I just make some more romance with you? Oh, my love, well, I want to make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come, when I know that the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. There and then my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. For every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. You don't know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dancing with you, oh my love? Mm-hmm. Bit of October love there.
October love.
We're just some cool. True blues troubadours here.
Yeah. Troubadours.
Yes.
Okay. We'll try a song called Eyesight to the Blind. I'm not sure where the hell this came from. It popped into my head somewhere along the way, so I'm claiming it. So here we go.
Okay.
About you, lady. Oh, well, I wish you could see mine. Well, Lord, I said, talk about you, little loving lady. Well, I wish you could see mine. Oh, anytime she gets the love, she's giving eyesight to the blind.
Yeah.
If you're needing healing, oh, well, don't you ever fear. Oh, Lord, if you're needing some healing, oh, don't you ever fear. Oh, one word from her sweet lips, you know the deaf they begin to hear. About you, lady. Oh, what I wish you could see mine. Oh, talk about your little loving lady. Well, I wish you could see mine. Every time she gets the loving, she's giving her sight to the blind. Daddy gave her magic. You can tell by the way she walks. Oh, Daddy gave her lots of love and magic. Oh, you can tell by the way she walks. Every time she gets a loving, she's curing deaf, dumb, and the blind.
I did.
I like that.
Well, you know, it's okay. All right. Oh. You want a summertime?
Sure.
All right. Well, since it's not summertime, we're going to do a song named Summertime so you can think about what happened in the summertime.
That's right.
And reminisce, because that's all you got now.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Those fish are jumping, baby, and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich. Oh, your daddy's so rich, and your mama, boy, she's so good looking, baby. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. 'Cause one of these days, you're gonna rise up. Gonna spread them little wings, gonna spread them and take to the sky. But when that day comes, baby, until that day comes, you don't have to worry, babe. Your mama and your daddy,
Summertime, and the living is easy. Those fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Well, your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking, baby. She's so good looking, you know. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. 'Cause one of these days, one of these days, you're gonna rise up singing, baby. You're gonna spread them little wings and take to the sky. But until that day comes, baby, till that day comes, you won't have to worry, babe. Will your mama and your daddy right there by your side.
Nice and sunny.
Yeah.
It's been good, been better.
Yeah. All right. I think snow within a month, don't you?
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
Oh, I won't say that.
I'll be gone in 3 weeks if that's the case.
Oh, well.
Hello, Florida.
All right. You want to do some Motown?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do something by Motown. My favorite Motown guy. Marvin Gaye, and we have a brief interlude here, and here we go. This is a tune by Marvin Gaye, which actually Berry Gordy did not want to release. He didn't like it much.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said it was pretty bad, but he was not into topical music. He wanted it low key.
Oh.
So, but it got released by accident and it became a big hit. And he had Marvin Gaye finish the rest of the album. And we had that album. So here's one of those songs.
That's the best album, wasn't it?
Mother, mother, there's far too many of you crying. Oh, brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. Well, you know we gotta find a way to get some loving here today, yeah, yeah. Oh, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. 'Cause you see, war is not the answer. No, no, 'cause only love can conquer, yeah. Oh, you know we gotta find a way to get some loving here today, yeah. Oh, picket lines and picket signs.
Oh, brother,
don't you punish me,
oh,
with brutality.
Oh,
oh, baby, come and talk to me.
Oh, brother,
maybe you will see, baby, what's going on, yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah,
what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Father, Father, well, you can't tell us that we're wrong. 'Cause who are you to judge us? Oh, judge us just because our hair is long. Oh, you know we gotta find a way to get some loving here today, yeah, yeah. Oh, picket lines. Picket signs.
Oh,
don't you punish me,
oh,
with brutality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby, come and talk to
oh,
me.
Father.
Baby, we will see.
Oh, brother,
baby, what's going on?
Oh,
baby, what's going on? Oh,
going on?
Going on. Baby, what's going on? Come and talk to me, honey. Come and tell me what's going on, baby. And I'll tell you what I think's going on.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Baby, what's going on?
What's going on?
Marvin appreciates that.
I think he does.
I hope. I don't think we'll be hearing from him, though.
Well, you never know.
Well, if we do, it's the right month.
That's right.
So I don't know, but we'll we'll see what happens. All right. You want, let's see something. Let's, we got probably, what, we got one more? Is that what we...
Probably about... We could do two more, probably.
Oh,
it's fun, it's thundering outside.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow.
All right, well, let's kick it a little. We'll do an Allman Brothers tune in honor of the passing of Greg and the long time ago passing of Dwayne Allman. This is One Way Out. One way out, baby. And Lord, I just can't go out that door. Well, ain't but one way out, baby. And Lord, I just can't go out that door. 'Cause there's a man down there. Might be an old man, baby, I don't know. Well, you got me trapped, a woman. On the second floor. If I get down this time, you know I won't be caught no more. Open the window, baby, so I can ease out so soft and slow. Well, I do it so quietly that even your neighbors, they won't know. Yeah, in the first place, I know some man's gonna come and try and take my place. Ain't no way in the world I'm going out that front door. Oh, 'cause there's a man down there. Might be an old man, baby, I don't know. Well, 'cause there's a man down there. Might be an old man, baby, I don't know. Well, 'cause there's a man down there. He might happen to be your man.
Oh, baby, I just don't know.
The birdies gently sign the back.
Oh, I just feel like I got hit over the head.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right. Do the band?
Sure.
All right. We'll try one more.
Yeah.
See what happens. This is a song by a band called The Band, and it's called The Wait. Well, in Nazareth, Lord, I was feeling about a half past dead. Just need a place where you know a man can lay his head. Say, mister, can you tell me, oh, where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and he shook my hand and no was all that he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load right on me. Picked up my bag, you know, I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey, Carmen, oh, come on, honey, let's go downtown. She said that she couldn't go, but a friend could stick around. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny, and you put the load right on me. Going down to Miss Moses, there ain't nothing that you can say. It's just old Luke, and you know Luke's waiting on the judgment day. I said, hey, Luke, oh, what about that young Annalise? He said, do me a favor, my son, won't you come and keep Annalise company? Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. Put the load, put the load right on me. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load right on me. Crazy Chester followed me and he caught me in the fall. He said he would fix my wreck if I took Jack his dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, well, I am such a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, my son, won't you feed that dog whenever you can.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load, right on. Gonna catch me a cannonball, gonna ride it on down the line. My bag is sinking low, and I do believe it's time. Get back to Miss Fanny, you know that girl is the only one. You send me here with her regards for each and everyone. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. Yeah. Put the load, right on.
Well, that's a good tune, man. We're gonna head into the studio, and we're gonna talk with your host Scott Boatwright for a few minutes. We hope that this little bit of a different format due to a technical glitch. Well, you know, when the headphones ain't working, you got to head to the front of the class to figure something out.
It was a technical itch glitch. Yes.
All right, lead the way. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right. Why don't we sit down in front of a microphone, gentlemen?
Okay, well, certainly.
Pick one.
Gentlemen. Oh, you're talking.
I resemble that, Mark.
All right.
I resemble that remark. I'll insult my lawyer.
Okay. All right, you got to be careful of all noise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so don't be doing anything except for talking into the microphone.
Okay.
That means no sax.
No breathing?
Oh, okay.
No breathing?
That picks up everything.
Oh, you know it does. These mics are...
You twitch and it hears it.
Oh,
sweet.
All right, so we have the Rattlesnake and Daddies here in the studio. They just put on a live performance for us. And from my understanding, you guys just got together, you know, recently.
Probably about 4 or 5, maybe probably not even that long. About 3 months ago.
Now yeah.
We've all played with each other in different forms, but never together as a unit. So it's only been a couple of months at this point. So
yeah. So relatively new.
Yes.
Not with each other, but as far as this band goes.
That's it. Yep.
So
that's pretty much the story there.
You just decided that you needed to do what you want to do, and then you know. You had to do it, the three of you, instead of like in the other bands, huh?
Well, we had a drummer and it didn't work out, and so we're still looking for a percussionist, so we're trying to find one currently. We've asked a couple of people, and so far not a positive response. So we've been working on just the three of us to try to get the music together, to try to get the music right so that it would be an easier transition when we did bring a drummer in, because the drummer usually is a faster piece. The drummers are usually faster to get up to speed.
They keep things going, man.
They keep things going. They keep things humming. It puts a lot more of a groove into it. Mm-hmm. But you got to work on the music and have the music right before you can bring in a drummer, in my opinion. I mean, that's just my opinion. That's the way I've done it a couple other times. And it's worked pretty well because the drummer's not sitting there while you're trying to figure out the chord patterns and stuff, and he's, you know, getting bored. And so it's worked in the past, so
yeah,
hopefully it'll work again.
Worked for me, too. I think it's a good format, you know.
Yeah, I think it works.
It's been very successful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you introduce yourselves to our listening audience, people that might not know you at all? Or?
Oh, well, I'm Sam the Sax Man, Tylo. I actually do a couple shows here on Monday, and I've been playing for pretty much most all my life in one way, shape, or form, and enjoy performing. And I just feel blessed that I'm playing with my partners here, Big Daddy Ray and Gary Guitar Miller.
Hey, you spoiled their own introduction.
Oh, I did, didn't right. I? I'm sorry.
Nice guy.
Jeez, he's got to hog the spotlight, doesn't he?
I'm sax player.
But that's all right. I'm going to introduce myself today, too. My name is Big Daddy Ray, and I love playing the bass, and I love playing with both of these gentlemen. They're both professional musicians. And as far as I consider, I'm very lucky to be with these guys.
And I'm Gary Miller. You know, I've been doing this a long, long time. Started when I was about 8 years old, and just love playing, and I've always have, and it's just been a great thing to, it's been a great thing through my life to keep me sane when I've had some pretty rough going at different times in my life, so it's kept me from probably making headlines in the newspapers and stuff. You probably read it. If I hadn't had music, yeah, you'd been read about me. There's no doubt about that.
Well, see, the question I have is, you want to remain sane unless, and you still have like close ties with Sam here.
Well, you
so
know,
how does that work?
Well,
I want to know too.
It works good because I can see the insanity in him, and I go, I just don't want to go there.
Yeah.
It's like you see somebody and you go, yeah, I don't really want to be that guy. So.
So in, no, no. In some ways, he's an inspiration in the good way, you know?
He's an inspiration in a lot of ways. I mean, he's just got a really good attitude and positive and upbeat and easy to work with and just an all-around friendly kind of guy. So, and that's really important when you're working in a band because you're just doing so much. It's, you know, it's like a marriage, and when it breaks up, it's ugly, you know. And you gotta split up the instruments and stuff. So see who gets custody of the harmonicas and stuff.
No,
it sucks. It's bad. I got harmonicas at home, and it's like, what do I do with these damn things? I can't play them. So.
Sam, aren't you glad he didn't say your saxophone?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I
knew better.
Yeah.
So you folks have any live shows coming up at all, or?
Not currently. We just had one canceled in Toledo. So.
Yeah.
So at this point, no, not really, because like I say, we're still trying to get that last element, that drummer, before we really start. Trying to book anything, any gigs, so, and working on the music, trying to get the music right. So at this point in time, no, we're still working on getting that together, so.
Yeah.
So if you need a band,
we are available.
That's right.
And we're available and cheap.
You do weddings?
Sure.
We'll
do anything.
Sure, why not?
The last two I did was disaster, so I don't know.
Well, you know, it never seems like that works out. I've actually worked at a golf club, and they had all these weddings, and you know, I can't tell you how many times the music just didn't match the audience.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
and
boy.
It doesn't matter what you pick.
No.
You know, right. It wasn't like they picked like really bad music per se. It just didn't fit the audience.
No.
And you don't know until it happens whether it's right or not. And by then it's too late. It's like,
And then you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was only one time that I remember being at a wedding where everybody was satisfied. It was an Italian wedding. They had an Italian wedding band.
Everybody
and of course
was
the old,
drunk.
You know, everybody was drunk.
Well, yeah.
And,
can I have a glass of wine?
And then, you know, we were a classic rock band. We played. It was very interesting because they did a set with In the Mood in it. We did a Boogie Woogie Blues version of In the Mood by Glenn Miller and kind of surprised the heck out of everybody, you know. But, you know, I think that something that I like doing with these guys is we try to do, and we have a lot of other songs that we probably could have played today, but we try to do songs that people aren't playing that much anymore.
Stuff that's kind of off the beaten track that you don't hear a lot of. And we try to change it up a little bit so that we are taking something that's a little unusual and putting a bit of a twist on it. And, I mean, 16 Tons, I think, was a fairly good example of that. I'm sure you've probably never heard that song before since Tennessee Ernie Ford did it. And hopefully he's happy with that, too. So.
Alrighty. Well, I hate to cut you short. We're out of time. It's already 6 o'clock and then some. So
yes, it is.
I thank you for coming down and playing for us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
I guess we'll probably see you next time.
Hopefully. Invite us back. We'll come.
Yes, we are working on originals, so we will be able to play some for you.
Yep.
Sounds good. All right. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio.
All right, that's going to be that for now. I'll have to pick that later. Okay, as promised, we're going to do a album in its entirety. We're going to start out with side A. This is The Gories. And this was recorded back in May of 1990 in Memphis, Tennessee. It features Danny Kroha of Danny and the Darlenes and the Demolition Doll Rods, as well as solo stuff. And it also features Mick Collins, who went on to form the Dirt Bombs. But this was before all that for both gentlemen. And we're going to play side one here. The name of the LP is I Know You Fine, But How You Doin'?